If you thought last weekend marked the end of highway construction headaches in downtown Dallas, just wait. Something even more boggling is coming tonight. The Horseshoe Project will close all lanes going south on I-35 going into downtown. I took a drive with one North Texan who's fed up with the changes.
Hey!
Hey!
It's Wednesday night. Karen Lau is heading into downtown from her apartment in the Design District near Oaklawn and I-35.
So I'm getting onto 35, southbound, to get to my friends at Dallas Farmers Market.
Next, she'll want to merge onto East I-30.
Traffic is always crazy here because people are switching over to 75. And then 30 is in the middle, and now 35 southbound is all the way on the left.
Karen drives this route almost every night to meet up with friends, to go to the gym. For the past week, the lanes on I-35 and I-30 have been scrambled, and it's caused a lot of confusion on the road.
We really have to slow down to watch where we're going.
There's a lot of lane changing involved, signaling, sudden braking, 18-wheeler dodging. Karen's driving pretty carefully. Luckily, at 8:30 p.m., there aren't too many cars on the road to throw her off.
Okay, so right now I thought I missed the 30 exit, but it's on the right now, which I thought was the middle, but it's actually more of a right exit. It's really confusing.
Sorry, Karen. It's about to get even more confusing. Tonight, starting at 10, all southbound lanes on I-35 near downtown will be closed for 12 hours. That includes the exit to go east on I-30.
Oh my gosh. It's too much of a surprise every day.
So if you're heading south on 35 during the closure, you'll be detoured around downtown Dallas on Woodall Rogers and southbound 75. From there, you can get back on 35 south or I-30 east. Silver lining? You'll still be able to go west on I-30 from I-35. But why is this all happening? Crews are doing construction on one of the bridges in the Mixmaster.
Lanes are popping up out of nowhere, and others are closing, and it's really confusing. And there's not a lot of proper signage, and I feel like they just throw cones in lanes.
It's all part of the Horseshoe Project, which promises to improve traffic flow once it's finished, in about a year. But remember, this is Dallas we're talking about. The city whose Drivers Men's Health magazine named the second most dangerous in the country. So Karen's not sure people will be able to cope with a 12-hour highway shutdown.
It would look like the apocalypse. Everyone would be cutting each other off, honking, just angry.
All lanes should reopen by 10 a.m. Saturday, and I-35 should return to normal, or whatever the latest version of normal is. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.